This is Tech News Briefing. I'm Tanya Bustos reporting from the newsroom in New York, and it has been a whirlwind of tech earnings this week. Apple reported Thursday, beating Wall Street expectations. That's the good news. Yet shares of Apple fell more than 7%, falling below its historic $1 trillion market cap following the release. The latest and the long and short-term impact of a long week for big tech. That's after these tech headlines. Google employees stage a global walkout over the treatment of sexual harassment. The walkout, which began in Asia and spread to Google's offices worldwide, was organized through a published letter demanding that the company change its policies to make it safer for women to report instances of sexual harassment. Photos of the walkout flooded social media as Google employees filled the streets outside of offices from Mumbai to Dublin. Wall Street Journal reporter Douglas McMillan covers the very latest at WSJ.com or the WSJ app. As Facebook users shift to stories, it looks like advertisers are looking to follow. Growth in Facebook's ad sales will slow at least temporarily. That's according to CEO Mark Zuckerberg this week. So as advertisers trail users in moving to the network's newer format of stories, Zuckerberg said he is confident that Facebook can ride out the transition. And the journal says for some clients, stories ads are driving more engagement, such as swiping up to learn more about a product. However, of note, it is the feed that still offers the chance to reach more people. A group of Tesla shareholders, including several U.S. state investment officials, called on the electric car maker's board to make sweeping changes to its governance. The goal? To enhance oversight of CEO Elon Musk. In a letter sent this week to three Tesla directors, shareholders said Tesla's board should create a plan to refresh its membership and to set timelines for some directors to leave, among other demands. A Tesla spokesman declined to comment on Thursday's letter. The investors also called for the board to improve diversity. Coming up, a long week of big tech earnings has Apple in the hot seat. What a new strategy may have done to boost sales, and the further implications for big tech after we clock in another blockbuster week of earnings. So getting right to the details, Apple reported earnings late Thursday. Here's how it did. Earnings came in at $2.91 per share. Revenue, $62.9 billion. iPhone sales clocking in at 46.89 million. What does it all mean? That's what Rob Enderle is for. He joins us on the line from Oregon. Rob Enderle of the Enderle Group, welcome.
Thanks for having me.
So first off, you know, we've all been talking about this new strategy of boosting prices to offset slowing sales. A big selling price for the Apple iPhone during the key September quarter had a lot of people popping their eyeballs for a little bit there. What can we now say about, you know, Apple's strategy?
Well, that's what it was, is the iPhone sales was flat over year over year in terms of volume, but it's up substantially in terms of revenue. Those all due to price increases. One of the advantages and problems with regard to a lock-in strategy, which is the strategy that Apple uses, in other words, customers really can't move, is that the way to increase revenue is simply to increase prices, and that way you can increase revenue quarter over quarter, year over year, without really suffering too much by the fact that you have no unit growth. You've just locked in your customers and they can't move. Now, realize that was something that IBM did up through the end of the 80s, and that's about when the company collapsed, because at some point, customers say, hey, I'm not paying anymore, and then you run into trouble. But for now, the strategy is working for Apple, and their gains were largely just due to the fact they increased prices.
Yeah, it's all about strategy this round, it seems. And it's hard to look beyond the iPhone with Apple, but let's do that. What else is bringing home bank? For the company, services is always important, but what else is helping matters as of late?
Sure, services are up because you don't have any unit volume to compare to. It's hard to tell whether or not they've gained new customers on services, but I think you can allude given the iPods. iPhones were flat and iPads were down 6%, that they must have increased services costs as well, so that our prices as well, because the service revenue came up and probably increased the number of services people are acquiring. So what Apple's doing across the entire ecosystem is they're mining their customers much more heavily. Same customers, but each customer is paying more money, thus profit increases.
All right. And this just comes after a very, very busy week for tech earnings. We have Apple, Samsung, Facebook, huge week. Tech earnings are always a sector that's volatile, that's exciting. Where are we in this current wave of tech, if this latest batch of earnings is any indication?
Well, overall, other than the volume numbers and the top line issues with Facebook, though, do realize with social media, when we're talking Twitter or Facebook, the issue they're having is the elimination of fake accounts, which is which is causing a problem for both firms. It's not overall weakness. It's the fact that we've been counting people that didn't exist for some time, and the market's correcting for that.
Right.
So tech is still looking pretty good across the board. The market nervousness really has a lot more to do with what's going on with regard to tariffs, I think, than anything else, and the concerns surrounding what's going on between China and the U.S. And that probably is the overarching problem issue, that dynamic here at the moment, and it really is pretty much overriding almost everything else.
Yeah, we'll see where that goes as well. Always a lot to digest. So, Rob, thank you very much for helping us out.
My pleasure.
And that is Tech News Briefing, reporting from the newsroom in New York. I'm Tanya Bustos. Thanks for listening.